get back on another schooner and disappear. And that's what they got started from. Colored people, part Indian, and there would be Italians, there would be Spaniards, there would be all those old schooner captains that were, you know, that come in. Well, it wouldn't have to be a captain. If he come in on a boat and found a girl he liked, he stayed with her a year or 2 years, but never married her.
Yeah.
And that's where they got started from. And they married among themselves and pretty well helped the same breed of people. And then, of course, the nigger folks, the black folks, they come here as slaves. And they didn't mingle with that crowd of people, and they didn't mingle with a white crowd. And if a woman married one, like a nigger man, and married into the Creole family, well, that brought about a different class of people, mm-hmm. made four classes. They wouldn't let him go. They wouldn't let the children go to the Creole school because their father was a nigger, or their mother was a nigger, and they wouldn't let them go to the white school, and they wouldn't let them go to the nigger school. See, at the Creole school. So they were, like I told you the other day, they were fourth class. See.
Do you have a name for them? Or?
Well, no, we didn't. There was only about seven, eight, three or four families of them. But later along, the children never did get to go to school, and there was three of them in the penitentiary at one time for committing crimes. If they didn't, in other words, they were, what do you call it, barbaric? Didn't know right from wrong? Is that the word you
yeah.
use?
Huh? Yeah, huh?
Well, that's the kind of children they got up to be. They never got to go to school, and they didn't know, they knew right from wrong, but they didn't, seemed to honor it, you might say, or care anything about it. They just thought they could do anything and get by with it.
Did you ever have, did the blacks, did the niggers ever have a name for the white man, a poor white man?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. What about somebody who lived out in the country, way out in the country and never knew anything? Never, you know, out in the hills somewhere.
They call them from the backwoods.
Yeah.
People spoke of them being from the backwoods.
Okay.
You know, like that. But
if you go to a party and or something, and you got to get back by a certain time, you might look at your watch, and you know the time's passed by. You say, "Oh my goodness, we better be getting home." It's what would you say?
Yeah, it's past bedtime, or it's later. And I told your father I'd keep you out. We'd stay out tonight, something like that, about the little girl.
Okay.
Later, and I promised to let you. We'd stay at the party.
Okay.
But I never was jacked up for not getting one home on time, though.
Okay. Now, if you go to the barber, you have him cut your
hair.
Okay, and on your face, you might call that a
shave.
Yeah, but you'd call that hair on your face a
mustache, or whiskers, or beard. Or
okay. Now. This is my
ear.
Yeah, but this is my
left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
And this is my
tongue or mouth.
Okay. And then you got your, this is your
neck.
Okay. And you swallow in your, you swallow through your
gurgle.
Okay. Okay. What is the goozle? Why do you call it the goozle?
Well, I always was told that this is